This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, February 19th. God's word to you today is, believe and speak. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 22, verses 5 and 8, and it says, "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we will come right back. God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. Please read 2 Kings 4, verses 8 to 37. It is the story of the woman from Shunem. This story embodies the importance of the right responses, even amidst a crisis. This woman had not had children, and she was advanced in age. Elisha one day told her that he was going to pray that God would give her a son. Elisha, against the woman's will, prayed, and God gave her a son. This woman began to enjoy the pleasures and the joy of motherhood, until the boy became a teenager. Then one day, the boy died. The Bible says the woman girded up herself and set out in search of Elisha. Her husband saw her, and he probably was able to read the pressure she was under. And when he tried to find out what was happening, her only response was, "All is well," not minding that she had a dead boy in the room. The truth is that her husband could not help her. There's no point complaining or telling your problems to people that cannot help you. I'm sure her husband loves her, and he has her best interests at heart, but he could not help her in this situation. Know that instead of using her mouth to seal her situation, her response was, "All is well," and she marched on. Elisha saw her from a distance, read her body language, and knew there was trouble. He quickly sent Gehazi out to meet the woman and find out what the problem was, so he can strategize. Her response to Gehazi was the same response she gave to her husband, "All is well." Her thoughts probably were, "This one cannot solve my current crisis. Just take me to Elisha." When she saw Elisha, she grabbed him and said, "I did not beg you for this child." And the story goes on and on. Please read it. A lot of times, we think we have justification. A lot of the times, we think we have justification for saying negative things over our lives because of the reality of the situation we're in. There is no justification for speaking negatively over your own life. There is no justification for allowing the enemy use you to limit your own self. The Bible says that when men are saying there's a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. You have to deliberately choose to believe and to speak the word of God. Never ever join people to say times are hard. Do not say it ever. Do not speak based on what you see. Instead, call the things that be not as though they were. Declare that as far as you are concerned, you are going to lend to nations and you will not borrow. Guess what? It is what you say that you will have. Numbers 14 verse 28 from the King James Version says, "As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you." Let us pray. Precious Holy Spirit, please align my heart with God's word so that my mouth will say only what I hear my Father say. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.